Oh, Lord Jesus, we welcome you this morning.
Oh, 主耶稣，早晨，我们再次欢迎你。
We want you to be in our midst in a greater way.
我们渴望你能够更大的彰显在我们中间。
We invite you into every classroom.
我们邀请你来造访每一个课室。
We're here to see you.
因为我们在这里就是要来遇见你。
We want to hear your voice.
我们渴望听到你的声音。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
We thank you for your coming to the disciples when the doors were all closed.
我们谢谢你，因为当门徒聚集在一处门关着的时候，你还是在造访他们。
That was not a hindrance for you.
外面的门并不能够阻挡你。
You came right through the door.
你直接穿过了门来到他们中间。
So we ask you to do it again.
所以我们恳求你再次做这样的事。
We throw open the door.
我们把那个门都丢开。
We want to see you in your glory.
我们要看见你的荣耀。
We want your glory to fill our hearts.
我们渴望你的荣耀能够充满我们的心。
Sometimes we feel like an empty tomb.
有时候我们觉得我们好像是那个空的坟墓。
But oh, that tomb can be filled with your glory.
哦，可是即便是坟墓，也可以被你的灵所充满。
We thank you for the resurrection.
我们为着你的复活，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your glory being displayed.
我们谢谢你，因为你的荣耀在那里被彰显出来。
And we welcome you this morning.
早上我们就这样子来欢迎你。
Have your way.
哦，主啊，愿你照你的意思行。
Take over, Jesus.
愿你来掌管这个聚集。
Come and live out your life within us.
你来，主啊，活出你的生命在我们中间。
Cleanse us in your precious blood.
哦，用你那宝血来洁净我们。
Oh, we thank you for that fountain that was opened.
我们为着那个打开的泉源感谢你。
When they pierced your hands and they pierced your feet.
当他们来钉你的手，来钉你的脚。
Outflowed your life.
让你的生命这样子流出来。
Because you told us the life is in the blood.
因为你的话语告诉我们，活物的生命是在血中。
And we ask that you will pour out your blood upon each one of us.
我们也请求你，主将你的血宝血流到每一个人身上。
Cleanse our thoughts.
甚至我们的意念，你都来洁净。
Cleanse our words.
我们的话语，你来洁净。
Cleanse our desires.
也来洁净我们的欲望
，that we might be ready for your bride，
好叫我们能够成为预备好的新妇。
Oh Jesus, come！
哦，主耶稣，愿你来。
We say like John in Revelation, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus."
我们就好像约翰在启示录那里说：“主啊，愿你快来。
”We give you glory。
我们把荣耀归给你。
We want to cry with the angels, "Holy, holy is the Lord."
我们要像那些天使们一样，在那里呼喊，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
The whole world is full of your glory.
哦，万军之耶和华，全地要被你的荣耀所充满。
Open our eyes to behold you in plain view.
让我们的眼睛被打开，我们能够没有遮掩的来看见你。
You're the mighty conqueror.
你是那大有能力的征服者。
You have rent the veil in two.
你已经把那个帕子从上到下裂为两半。
And you brought us into the presence of the Almighty God.
把我们直接的带进那全能万军之耶和华的同在里。
We worship you.
哦，我们敬拜你。
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah,
Sing it with me.
大家跟我一起唱好吗？
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We worship you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们敬拜你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to His name.
哦，荣耀归你的名。
Our God is a holy God.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你。
He wants us to partake of His holiness.
他渴望我们在他的圣洁上有份。
He's called us to be a holy people.
他呼召我们成为圣洁的百姓。
But sin separated us from Him.
可是罪把我们从他面前给隔绝了。
But in His great love, He gave His Son to die for our sin.
可是神在他极大的爱里面，他把他自己的爱子为着我们的罪给了出来。
That way He could once again communicate with us.
借着他的死，他可以再一次与我们恢复那个交通。
And we would be able to draw near to Him in His holiness.
我们能够再一次在他的圣洁里面与他亲近。
It was a wonderful time in the garden when God came to visit Adam.
在伊甸园里面，神在那里造访亚当的时候，那是个很美好的时间。
They had sweet fellowship together.
他们有甜美的相交。
But when Adam and Eve gave in to the temptation of the devil,
可是当亚当夏娃他们向那个试探降服的时候，
that wonderful fellowship was broken.
那个美好的相交从此就断绝了。
And God so missed those times with Adam.
你知道神是这么的想念那段跟亚当可以那样相交的时间。
He had a plan.
在他里面他有一个计划。
I will send my son to shed his blood to cover their sin.
他说我要差遣我的儿子为着他们遮盖他们的罪流出他的血。
As we celebrated Good Friday yesterday, we see Jesus hanging on the cross.
过去的礼拜五，我们庆祝主耶稣的受难的礼拜五，我们看到他在十字架上面。
The song says, "See from his head, his hands, his feet, his blood dripping down."
有一首诗歌说，看从他手、他脚、他头。
And we run to the cross that he may wash us.
流出他的血，所以我们就向着那十字架奔跑而去。
And have our fellowship with God restored.
让我们跟神的相交能够再次被恢复。
In the book of Leviticus, even in the Old Testament, chapter 19, The
在
Lord's
旧约，立位记第十九章，在那里在神也这样告诉我们。
Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, You shall be holy.
第二节那里说，你晓谕以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁。
For I, the Lord your God, am holy.
因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
God had that purpose to share his holiness with us.
神在他心里面有个心意，他要与我们来分享他的圣洁。
That was so different from all of the people of the world.
这样子的目的跟这世界上人所追求是何等的不同啊。
You know, if you study about the idols that people had in different parts of the world, they always lead to sex orgies.
你知道，你们如果研究这世界上许多其他的宗教，他们常常就是把人带到一个情欲、一个性欲里面。
Now that was the way it was in the time of Moses.
即使在摩西的时候，那些外邦人的宗教也是这样子。
But God is saying to Moses when he showed himself to him at the burning bush, he said, Take off your shoes, this is holy ground.
可是当神向摩西第一次显现的时候，在那个焚烧的荆棘中，他说，你把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣洁的地，是圣地。
God declared himself as a holy God.
神向他来启示，说他是一位圣洁的神。
And he said, in these verses we read, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
我们刚刚读到的利未记那边也告诉我们说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
Our call is to holiness.
我们的呼召是要进入圣洁。
If we want to approach God, we need to have a cleansing.
我们如果要来亲近神，我们需要被洁净。
We cannot make ourselves holy.
我们没有办法使自己成为圣洁。
No matter how hard we try.
不管我们有多么的努力。
And people have set up a lot of regulations and laws and rules.
许多人他们定了许许多多的规条律法。
But in spite of that, we often fall into sin.
即便如此，我们常常的仍是落在罪的试探里面。
But when Jesus came, he
可是当
conquered.
可是当主耶稣来的时候，他就征服，他胜过了罪。
He forever destroyed sin and death and hell and the grave.
他一次到永远，他将罪、将坟墓、将地狱胜过了，灭绝了。
He made a way through his precious blood to once again draw near to our holy God.
他借着他流出的血，为我们开了一条路，我们可以再一次来亲近这位圣洁的神。
The veil was rent in two.
那帕子从上到下已经裂成两半。
The way to God was forever open to all who would come.
那个通往神的路是向着每一个人都打开了。
There was a song in my heart you may have heard, Oh, behold the man of sorrows.
有一首诗歌在我的心里面，他这样子说，哦，看啊，那位忧患之子。
Oh, behold him in plain view.
哦，能够在一个没有很敞开的一个图画里面来看见他。
For he is the mighty conqueror since he rent the veil in two.
他是那个大能的勇士，他把那个幔子裂成了两半。
Now God knew the only way his people could approach him was through the blood.
哦，对我们的神来讲，我们唯一做他的百姓能够亲近他的就是这条路。
And God had Moses build the tabernacle, he made them put a separation between his presence and the people.
当神吩咐摩西来盖那个会幕的时候，他只是摩西要有一个隔离，要有一个帕子，要有一个幔子，把他的同在跟他的百姓分开来。
The Ark of the Covenant that had the commandments in it represented God's presence.
他们把那个约柜，就是神的约，放在那至圣所里面，代表神的同在。
But they put a curtain between that and the other area.
可是有一个幔子把那至圣所跟其他地方都隔开了。
And the priest only came into there once a year.
大祭司一年只有一次可以进去。
He came with the blood of the animals.
他要带着牲畜的血进去。
And he sprinkled it with the blood.
他要将血洒在那幔子上。
If he hadn't done that, he would have died in the presence of a holy God.
他如果没有带着血，他会在那个圣洁的神面前就在那边被击杀。
No one else dared to enter that place.
没有其他的人敢进到那个地方。
They put bells around the priest's garment so they could know that he was in there moving and hadn't fallen down dead.
大祭司的外袍有那个铃铛，他们要有那个铃铛，所以他们在外面的人可以听见这个祭司还在里面走动，还活着。
But on that great day when Jesus offered himself upon the cross,
哦，可是当那一个伟大的日子，就是当主耶稣把自己献在那个十字架上的时候
，That separation, that veil was torn in two.
那个隔离的隔断的墙，那个幔子就裂成了两半。
The precious blood of Jesus was shed.
基督耶稣的宝血在那里为我们流出。
And the veil was broken down.
幔子裂开了。
Forevermore.
直到永远。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can all come into the presence of God because of what Jesus did on the cross.
因着主耶稣在十字架所成就的，从此我们都可以这样子来到神的面前。
We come through his blood.
我们是来到他的血底下。
And the Father receives us.
父神就要悦纳我们。
In Hebrews 12, we read these words.
在希伯来书第十二章有这样子的话语。
We had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect.
第九节，再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他。
Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live?
何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
They for indeed for a few days corrected us as seemed best to them.
深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们。
But our heavenly Father corrects us for our profit.
唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处。
He wants us to partake of his holiness.
使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
That's why he sent the Holy Spirit to correct us.
这就是为什么他差遣他的圣灵来管教我们。
Jesus said before he went to the cross, I'm going to send you a helper.
主耶稣他上十字架之前，他告诉他的门徒，我要差遣一位保惠师。
He will reprove you of sin.
他要叫这个叫你们，叫这个世界自己责备自己。
He'll correct you.
为着罪，他会来管教我们。
That's why it's so important that we sit quietly in his presence and wait for the Holy Spirit to show us.Our need of him.
这就是为什么，这是何等要紧的一件事情。我们愿意花时间坐在圣灵的面前，让他来启示我们。
He wants us to partake of his holiness.
其实我们知道我们有多需要他，因为他渴望我们能够在他的圣洁有份。
We do that when we invite the Lord Jesus into our hearts and are filled with His Holy Spirit.
我们可以这样达到这个目的，就是当我们打开我们自己，让主耶稣更多的进到我们里面，让我们更多被他神圣的灵所充满。
The Holy Spirit is working all the time to prepare a bride for the Lord Jesus.
圣灵一直都在做工，做什么呢？来预备他的心腹，来为着主。
She's to be one without spot or wrinkle.
心腹必须要是没有瑕疵、没有皱纹的。
You're familiar with Revelation 19, where we read.
你们记得在启示录第19章那里。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready.
第7节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
It was granted to her to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Now, if we study all of Apostle Paul's writings, we learn that Christ is our righteousness.
我们读保罗的书信，我们就知道主耶稣基督他自己就是我们的义。
He is made unto his righteousness and sanctification.
神使他成为我们的公义圣洁。
Oh, how we need to look at Jesus.
哦，我们何等需要来仰望耶稣。
We need to behold him in plain view.
我们需要没有遮掩的来仰望他。
And know he's the mighty conqueror.
来知道他是那位大能的勇士和征服者。
He has broken down the wall between us and the Father.
他已经把那隔断的墙，就是隔开我们跟神的墙，拆毁了。
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
有什么能够把我们洗，把我们的罪洗净呢？无他，唯有基督的宝血。
His blood flowed freely on the cross.
他的血在十字架上一直的流出来。
May we bow before him, acknowledging our need for a deeper cleansing.
愿我们真是降服啊，俯伏在他的面前，知道、认识到我们需要更多、更深的被他来洁净。
He desires a bride that's cleansed from all passion and self-seeking and pride.
他渴望找到一个心腹，我们能够从好像我们的骄傲、我们的自私、我们那些不属神的那些情欲里面被救出来。
There's another song that says, "There is a fountain that's filled with blood. It's drawn from Emmanuel's veins."
有一首诗歌讲到说，从以马内利那里，在里有一个泉源，是从以马内利那里被流出来。
And sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains.
罪人一投入这个泉源，立时得着洁净。
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We need a sight of ourselves the way the Lord sees us.
我们需要好像主这样子清楚地看见我们一样，来看见我们自己。
If we see the king, we'll realize our great need of cleansing.
当我们这样看到我们的王，我们也会更深地了解到我们多么的需要他。
Hallelujah. I had a prayer given to me when I went to the faith homes in Zion.
当我去西安城的信心家庭学习的时候，有人教导我这样祷告。
And this first prayer, after I made a complete surrender to Jesus, was, "Lord, show me myself the way you see me."
当我把我自己完全奉献给主的时候， 第一个祷告，神教导我的就是：主啊，愿你让我看见我自己，好像你那样子看见我一样。
Not the way people see me, or I imagine that I am, but the way you see me.
不是人家怎么样看我，也不是我自己想象我怎么样看见我自己。
Cannot hide from God.
你知道我们在神面前是没有遮掩，都是赤露敞开的。
He sees every part of our heart.
他看见我们心里面每一个角落。
Our heart is like a house.
我们的心就好像一个房屋。
It has different rooms in it.
在那里面有不同的房间。
And maybe a closet where nobody knows what goes on.
也许有一个橱柜是没有人知道这个橱柜里面是什么。
Oh, how I need to invite Jesus, come into every room.
Oh, 我们何等需要邀请主耶稣来，你来，你来，你你打开每一个门。
Go into my secret closet.
甚至进到我那个最隐秘的那个橱柜里。
And show me my great need of cleansing.
来向我启示我里面有多么的需要被你洁净。
At that time, every day, he opened my eyes to see how I needed a savior to cleanse me.
在那段时间，每一天他都打开我的眼睛，让我更多的看见我多么需要这位救主的洁净。
Paul calls it the filthiness of the flesh and the spirit.
好像来洁净我们从我们的灵魂、身体一切的污秽里面洗净出来。
The Holy Spirit works to convince us of sin.
你知道圣灵来会叫我们自己责备自己。
A sight of self never makes us conceited; it humbles us.
把我们从那个原来是很自负、很自大的人里面救出来，让我们有他的谦卑。
In the light of his presence, we become aware of our great need to be set free.
在他同在的光里面，我们会更多的意识到我们需要他。
Peter had that revelation the night Jesus was crucified.
彼得在他来在主耶稣被钉的那个晚上，他有这样子的启示。
You remember Peter said, I'll never deny you.
你知道彼得曾经夸口说，我总不会来否认。
And Jesus said to him, wait, now just wait. There's going to be three times you're going to deny me.
主耶稣好像在那里告诉他，你等着看，彼得，你三次，你会有三次要来否认我。
And Peter refused to believe that.
彼得的时候，他拒绝来接受主耶稣这样子的说。
But that night, when the rooster crowed and Peter had denied him three times, it was at that moment Jesus turned and looked at him.
可是当那个晚上，当彼得三次否认主，当那个鸡叫的时候，主耶稣用他那个眼睛看着彼得。
Luke records that in his gospel. It was a look of love.
那样的眼神是一个爱的眼神。
But it was also a look of holy light that pierced Peter's heart.
可是也是一个这么圣洁的一把刀一样刺穿彼得的心。
And he went out and wept bitterly.
彼得就出去痛哭。
That was the beginning of a great change in Peter's heart.
从那时候开始，彼得的心就开始有个大的转变。
It takes courage to ask the Lord to shine His light into our hearts and make us aware of our need to be cleansed.
你知道，我们需要一些勇气，我们可以来请求主，来向我们启示我们的自己，来洁净我们。
Many people hide from that light.
有很多的人，他们宁可躲避这样子圣洁的光。
They even get busy doing good things for God and working very hard.
即便他们同时好像很忙碌的为主做工一样。
But we're not so eager to have his light shine into every corner of our heart.
可是同时他们却不喜欢，不想主耶稣的光照亮他们里面每一个角落。
I know what happens to me. It means I sometimes end up on the floor weeping before the Lord.
我知道当我有时候就这样子伏伏在耶稣的脚前在那里哭泣的时候是怎么一回事。
It's natural to want to feel satisfied with ourselves and our progress.
你知道我们的天然人很喜欢满足于我们所做的成就，我们所做的事情。
That's why we need to daily come into His presence and say, "Search me, O Lord."
这就是为什么我们需要每一天到神的面前来，我们要向他恳求，说主啊，你求你检查我。
See if there be any wicked way in me.
哦，试验我看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
Is there any temptation that is attracting me?
Oh, 来看一看有哪一些试探在那里一直要引诱着我。
Even though this is difficult on our flesh, it's worth it. It's worth it.
虽然我们的肉体不喜欢这样子，是有时候发现很困难，可是我告诉大家，这是值得你这样子去追求的。
Jesus is just waiting there. He's just with open arms waiting to wash us again in His precious blood.
你知道主耶稣在那里等着我们，他是张开的膀臂来等着我们到他那里，好叫他可以用他自己的宝血来洗净我们。
He makes us able to receive His holiness.
他使我们能够在他的圣洁上有份，能够来领受他的圣洁。
Which is Himself.
圣洁就是他自己。
We will not have any more holiness than we have of the Lord Jesus reigning in our hearts.
我们不会得着更多的圣洁在主耶稣基督以外，或是说在他的圣洁以外。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they kept all the rules and the regulations of the law, and they thought so highly of themselves.
Oh, 那些法利赛人、撒都开人，他们这么努力的在遵守律法，他们看他们自己是何等的高高在上。
But they missed the Son of God.
可是他们错过了神的儿子。
They missed Jesus.
他们错过了主耶稣。
They didn't recognize him.
他们没有认出主耶稣是那一位。
Not even the Apostle Paul was in that number.
即使保罗当初也是这样。
But when he saw the Lord, oh, what a change.
直到当他看见了主，哦，何等样的改变。
It took just one sight of Jesus.
就是一个瞥见，一个瞥见主耶稣。
And he says, oh, he said, what do you want me to do?
哦，保罗马上就伏伏在主的面前，他也会向主说，主啊，你要我做什么？
And as we heard last week, he kept asking that all this journey, Lord, what do you want me to do?
我们上礼拜交通到，这是他终其一生，他一直向主的求问，主啊，你要我做什么？你要我做什么？
He committed himself absolutely to this one he didn't know.
他把他自己完全的交托在这位神上面，即便他一开始还不认识这位神。
He had asked him, "Who are you?" He said, "I am Jesus, the one you're opposing."
你记得他第一个问的问题就是，主啊，你是谁？主耶稣回答他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
That's what happens when the searchlight of the Holy Spirit penetrates our hearts.
这就是圣灵带着他那个鉴察的光穿透我们心的时候所会发生的事。
We become aware that there are places in our heart that need to be washed afresh in His powerful blood.
我们就会察觉到，哦，在我们里面有哪一些地方需要他的血来洁净我们。
One of the enemy's tactics is to deceive us into thinking we don't need the deep cleansing that others do.
你知道，仇敌在我们身上的一个诡计，就是让我们以为我们不需要更深的被洁净，其他的人才需要。
Now, King David thought he was doing okay.
好像大卫王曾经也以为他还不错呢。
You know, he had killed Goliath.
你知道他打败了，他杀败了歌利亚。
He had suffered all the persecution of Saul, King Saul.
他在那里也忍受了扫罗王对他的一切的迫害。
God gave him victory in battle over the enemies.
哦，大卫怎么样子胜过他一切的仇敌？
Things are going pretty good.
好像周围的事对他都是很顺利的在进行。
But then temptation came.
可是当试探来的时候，
When he least expected it,
当他还没有意想到的时候，
all of his army had gone out to battle, he stayed home.
当他的军队出去打仗的时候，他留在城里。
He was taking it easy.
他好像把他觉得是哦，很容易一件事。
But then he fell into sin.
就是当他在那边松懈的时候，他落入了罪的网络。
He was God's servant.
哦，一个神的仆人。
God said he was the apple of his eye.
神说你是我眼中的瞳仁。
But by the lust of David's eyes, he fell into sin.
可是大卫因着他眼目的情欲，他落到罪的辖制里。
And we have Psalm 51 to tell us his cry.
他写了诗篇51篇，在那里写出他的哀求。
Oh, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow.
第7节，他说：“求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
Now you see, they took the hyssop and dipped it in the spotless lamb's blood, and then they anointed the altar with that hyssop.
”我们记得在旧约的时候，他们用牛膝草沾在那个血里面，也用那个牛膝草的血来抹在坛上。
That's what David's asking. Oh, the blood, purge me with the blood.
所以大卫在这里哀求主说：“求你，求你用牛膝草洁净我。”他就是意思就是说：“求你用血来洁净我。
And he says, create in me a clean heart.
”第10节，他说：“神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
When I remember when I was praying that Jesus would give me a clean heart, wash me, make me clean. ”
我记得，当我在那里，我曾经这样子做这样的祷告：“主啊，求你为我造清洁的心，你来洗净我，洁净我。
I was so encouraged by that word in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart.
”我就读到这诗篇51篇，我很得激励，因为这边他说：“求你为我创造清洁的心。
The Holy Spirit made it so real to me. God created the world out of nothing.
圣灵在那里好像很清楚地启示我，当神从无有，他创造了世界。
He could take my heart and create by his mighty power a clean heart.
他也可以接过我的心，用他的大能再创造一个清洁的心。
Nothing is too difficult for God.
对神来讲，没有难成的事。
All we need to do is cry out to him.
我们所要做的就是来呼求他。
You wash me, you cleanse me, you create in me.
哦，主，你来洁净我，你来洗涤我，你来为我造清洁的心。
Oh, how ministers, both male and female, need this heart cleansing that we will not give in to the lust of the flesh.
哦，哥，大家特别是服侍主的人，男生女生都好，我们何等的需要更深的主来洁净我们，免得我们落入网罗里。
We have had many stories, and you have read some of them in the newspaper. How a minister suddenly has gone into sin, and the world loves to publish that.
你知道我们在报纸上或是在一些新闻里面，有时候也听说有一些神的仆人，他们怎么样落到罪里面？这个世界很喜欢来说这样子的事情，那些人怎么样落到肉体的情欲里？
The enemy knows that's going to ruin the work of God.
仇敌知道一个神的仆人这样犯罪的时候，会怎么样来破坏神的工作？
In these closing days of time, the devil is at work to stop the plan of God by defeating God's workers.
特别在这个末后的时代里面，仇敌想尽办法要来打击败神的仆人，好叫神的计划被中断。
The lust of the flesh is rampant on every side.
肉体的情欲在这现今的时代是何等的猖狂。
I remember hearing a message many years ago.
我记得在许多年以前，我听到一篇信息。
It was told to me by one of the students of Martha Robinson.
给这信息的人是罗炳森师母的一个学生。
That in the last days, the devil would be releasing hordes of sex demons.
就是在末后的时代里面，仇敌那些魔鬼会差派一大堆情欲、性欲的那些恶魔。
He was loosening them out of hell to destroy souls both in the world and in the church.
他要将这些这恶魔从地狱里面释放出来，要来摧毁这个世界，更是来摧毁教会。
The devil attempts to deceive Christians into unholy living.
恶魔要来欺骗神的仆人、神的百姓进入不圣洁里。
Sometimes we're drawn to certain people to gratify ourselves.
有时候借着一些人，我们喜欢里面得着一些满足。
Too often we get ensnared in an unholy alliance.
多少时候我们就落在不知不觉跟这些情欲一起合作的状态里。
As ministers and teachers and leaders of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must not attach ourselves to any one person.
你知道，我们做神的仆人，在教做领袖的，或是做牧师的，我们不可以容许我们的情感跟任何的人、外面的人黏在一起。
Or tempted to claim them as our own, our very own disciples.
甚至我们有一个欲望，想要把许多的人引到我们自己的面前，好像他们成为我的门徒。
God wants our hearts so possessed by Him that we hold all others in a relationship that glorifies Him.
神要我们里面是这么的充满主耶稣，好叫我们的欲望是要我们所服侍的所有的人，他们都能够荣耀主耶稣，单单荣耀主耶稣。
谢谢。Self is always seeking someone or something to gratify the flesh.
我们的老我，我们的自己，总是会找机会要来满足我们自己。
God often will intervene in His great love to break such a relationship.
神常常会出手来打破，在他的爱里面来打破我们这样子的倾向。
He does it in order to claim us wholly for Himself.
他这样子做是为了要再重新的来把我们领回到他的面前，而且是完全的归给他。
We do others harm by wanting to possess them and demand that they be our special friend.
当我们要别人来跟随我们自己，来做我们特别的朋友的时候，这只是对我们有坏处而已。
And we exclude others.
特别当我们找一些特别的人来跟随我们的时候，我们把其他的人排在外面。
You know, God so loved the whole world.
你知道，神爱世上每一个人。
And he wants us, his servants, to love everyone.
他要我们做他仆人的，我们也一样的爱每一个人。
And make no one our preference except him.
我们不应该偏待任何的人，我们唯一需要重视是说偏待就是我们要主耶稣。
Of course, he gives us good friends.
当然，神会把一些好的朋友赏给我们。
Friends that love God and serve God.
那些爱神、那些一起服侍的同工，
I have had some very, very special dear friends.
我也有一些非常特别、非常亲爱的朋友。
Some of them have gone to heaven already.
有一些人已经到主那里去了。
But they were friends that drew me to the feet of Jesus.
可是他们是那些朋友。他们把我更吸引到主耶稣的脚前。
They didn't draw me to themselves.
他们不是吸引我来跟随他们。
Oh, that was so wonderful.
哦，这是何等的美好。
Oh, for the Holy Spirit to possess us that we can say, now none but Christ can satisfy.
哦，何等盼望圣灵可以那样子的充满我们，我们可以说除了主以外，没有什么任何其他可以满足。
He does satisfy.
他会满足。
And he wants us to be thrilled with his love.
他要我们就是因着他的爱，我们那样子的被占据。
And then he'll send us out into the world to love others as he does.
然后他会差遣我们在这个世界上，用他的爱，好像他这样爱所有的人，我们也来爱所有的人。
But he'll always be first in our hearts.
可是他永远在我们心里面都是独一。
You know, sometimes in a church where the minister makes special friend of one group of people, it
你知道？
leaves other one out.
你知道有时候，有一些教会他们会，有一些特别的小圈圈，他们就不要，他们就不让其他一般的会众加入。
And that creates jealousy in the other person.
这常常会，造成其他人的嫉妒。
They don't feel included.
好像有些会众就不觉得他们属于这个圈子。
We need to look around at people that are left out.
我们需要特别留意那些觉得自己被摒除在外面的人。
Someone that maybe is not as important as other people.
也许有一些人，他们并不是让人家觉得他们很重要。
We need to realize God loves that soul too.
我们需要知道，神也爱那一个灵魂。
My husband is always so careful at church. He goes to greet the people that are left out.
我的弟兄，我的先生在教会里面，他就常常会刻意的去跟那些没有人理的人打招呼。
And that includes them.
这就让他们觉得他们被接受。
And so we need to be more directed by the Holy Spirit.
我们也需要更多的被圣灵来引导。
Or oftentimes the Lord will give us some special prayer partner.
有时候神会把一些特别祷告的同伴赏给我们。
Someone we can trust and share our heart with.
就是那些我们可以跟他们交通，我们里面更深的想法，可以一起祷告的同伴。
That's good too, but we need to be careful.
这都是很好的，可是我们需要留意一件事。
That our relationship is in the Lord Jesus.
就是我们的伙伴关系必须很纯洁的在主耶稣里。
And just know that oftentimes then he'll move us to be separated. That's what happened to me with my very good prayer partner.
有时候甚至神也会分开我们这样的同伴。事实上在我的经历里面就有一个祷告的同伴神这样做了。
And they became too busy to meet with me in prayer.
他们好像太忙碌着要找我来祷告。
I really miss them.
我实在是再说来我想念
他们。But you know, before I knew it, Jesus gave me two others that would pray with me in need.
可是你知道吗？当神这样做的时候，神就赐给我另外两个同伴，跟我一起这样子祷告。
So it's important that we just let the Lord lead, let the Lord direct.
所以这是一件很重要的事情，就是我们容让主耶稣他自己来带领，他自己来决定。
When we speak about cleansing, we need to always realize our motives, our thoughts need cleansing.
我们讲到洁净这件事情，我们需要常常的意识到我们的心思、我们的意念都需要被洁净。
And our words be cleansed.
我们的话语需要被洁净。
As we read the word of the Lord, then and wait in His presence, the Lord will use His Spirit to show us our need of purity.
当我们在主耶稣的同在里面来读他的话语的时候，神会告诉我们，让我们知道我们需要哪些地方被他洁净。
Before Jesus went to the cross in John 15, he tells us, you're clean because of the word I've spoken to you.
你记得主耶稣在约翰福音，他还没有去十字架之前，他告诉他的门徒，你们因我的道已经洁净了。
There is power in the word of God.
在神的话语，在他的道里面有能力。
Just as we said, there's power in the blood. There's power in the word of God.
我们刚刚有一首诗歌讲到，在主的血里面有大能，一样在他的话语里面也有大能。
It used to be that people called this the Holy Bible.
以前人讲到圣经，我们用这个词圣经圣洁的经文。
It's holy because it's God's word.
这是圣洁的，因为这是神的话。
And as we eat it daily, He will make us holy.
当我们每天这样来吃这个话语，这个道会让我们更圣洁。
The Bible will reveal to us our need to be cleansed, corrected, changed.
每一天我们意识到我们需要更多的被他来修正，被他来改变。
Let's turn to Isaiah, see what the prophet has to say to us.
我们一起翻到以赛亚书，我们来看看先知的话。
Chapter 6.
我们翻到第六章。
It was in the year that King Uzziah died.
当乌西亚王崩的那年。
Now who was this king?
这个王。
He was very important.
乌西亚王在旧约里面是一个 很重要的王。
He was very gifted. He built and he was had a great mind for improvements and he was very prominent.
他是一个很有才干的一个王，他建造了很多东西，他也是一个很显赫的一位王。
But here he's taken out of Isaiah's life.
在以赛亚还在世的日子，这个王在哪里？
But at that time he saw the Lord high and lifted up.
可是当他崩的那一年，以赛亚他看见的主高高的坐在宝座上。
So if Isaiah had been leaning on the king, now the king is removed.
以赛亚可能在那之前，他非常的依赖这乌西亚王。可是神把乌西亚王带走的时候，他看见的主。
Sometimes the Lord puts us in a situation like that, where whatever we were leaning on is removed.
有时候神也会把我们摆在这样的情况里面，就是有一些人、有些器皿，我们非常的依赖他，可是神把他带走。
That's the time to see the Lord sitting on the throne in control.
往往就是这样的时候，我们需要来看见主高高的坐在宝座上。
He's high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, and all the angels were singing, Holy, holy, holy.
我们看到他高高的坐在宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。我们要看见，那些天使在那边呼喊：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！”
And the whole earth is full of his glory.
他的荣光充满全地。
That's what I pray for you. Lord, put your glory in every classroom this morning. Put your glory, the glory of the resurrected Christ, in each room this morning.
这是我为你们的祷告，就是这边他的荣光可以充满全地，可以充满每一个课室，充满每一个房间，你们所在的地方。
We want to see his glory.
当我们看见他的荣光，
He wants to reveal his glory.
哦，他是想要向我们彰显他的荣耀的。
And all of the angels are crying out, Holy, holy, holy.
哦，好像天使要在那里呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉
And even it says that the room was filled with smoke.
”在这边甚至说啊，殿都充满了烟云。
But when it's there, Can't say anything except, woe is me, I'm undone.
在以赛亚在这边，他没办法说其他的话，他只能够说：“祸哉，我灭亡了。
I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
”因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王。万军之耶和华。
That's what will happen to us if we get a real sight of the King and all his holiness and purity.
这就是当我们能够没有遮掩的来看见这位王，就是他的圣洁啊，没有遮掩的看见他的时候会发生的事。
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. But the
赞
Lord
美主。
leave Isaiah there in his hopelessness. He sends an angel.
神没有把以赛亚留在这一个没有盼望的沮丧里面，神差遣了他的使者。
He had in his hand a live coal of fire, which he took off the altar.
有位撒拉弗到他的面前，手里拿着红炭，是从火碱从坛上取下来的。
All praise God, and it touched his lips and cleansed him.
哦，感谢主，这个炭沾了以赛亚的口，洁净了他。
Your iniquities, your sin is taken away.
你的罪孽便除掉，
Your sin purged.
你的罪恶就赦免了。
How wonderful, how wonderful.
这是何等的美好！
He says, Who will go for me? And Isaiah could then say, Here am I, send me.
然后主就说：“我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？”以赛亚就说：“我在这里，请差遣我。
Oh, that we looked at Jesus more.
”哦，我们可以更多的看见主啊。
Hallelujah. His sight of him will bring that cleansing.
哦，让我们真实的意象看见，能够带下一个新的捷径。
Keep our eyes on Jesus.
我们可以专注在主耶稣身上。
Your body will be full of light.
哦，让我们这样，我们的眼目这样子专一，我们的全身就会光明。
We'll be cleansed of the sin in our life.
我们会从我们生活中里面许多的罪里面被洁净出来。
This is a wonderful time of the year when his radiant glory is being displayed.
你知道这个时候在一年中间是一个很美好的时候，就是他那样子的荣光在那里被活化出来。
We want to cry out to him to touch our lips with the fire of the Holy Spirit.
我们要向他呼求，他来载着圣灵的火来临到我们，来摸着我们。
I will be ready to go forth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cleansed in His precious blood.
好，叫我们能够完全被他的血洁净，我们可以被差遣出去，带着圣灵的能力。
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you read Isaiah's writings, you see it's so precious. It gives us that beautiful picture of the crucifixion.
我们如果读以赛亚书，读到后来，我们看到以赛亚他实在把一个很美好的一个被钉十字架的弥赛亚为我们描写出来。
Isaiah 53.
在53章。
If you want to read that, it's great to read on Easter morning. It tells the whole story.
我们马上就要庆祝复活节，这是一个很合适的一段经文。
And God gave it to Isaiah hundreds and hundreds of years before it happened.
神把这个启示赐给以赛亚，在耶稣来到世上的几百年之前。
Some teachers compare Isaiah, they call it the fifth gospel.
有些人把以赛亚书，他们说这是第五本福音书。
It's wonderful words of encouragement to us.
这对我们来讲是非常激励的一段话语。
But it all began with this sight of himself.
以赛亚书一开始是从一个异象，一个看见开始。
When he saw himself as he was.
当我们看见他真实的面貌。
He waited for that fire to fall upon his lips.
他看见以后，他等着那个火焰、火炭来洁净他，临到他。
I think one of my very favorite verses is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3:18.
我们翻到哥林多后书第三章十八节，那是我最喜欢的一节经文之一。
启谦，Would you read 17 and 18？
我们一起来看哥林多后书第三章第十八节第十七节还有第十八节。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。第十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
That's the way to be changed.
这就是我们被改变的路。
We're changed by beholding Him.
我们怎么样被改变呢？就是我们敞着脸看见他。
Since my eyes were fixed on Jesus, I've lost sight of all beside.
有一首诗歌说，自从我定睛在主耶稣的身上，我这世界上其他的事情都好像消退了一样。
So entranced my spirit's vision looking at the crucified.
当我这样子看着那位被钉的耶稣的时候，其他的事情都好像消退了。
Oh, to keep looking at Jesus.
我的心就这样子被装满，当我继续的看着他。
We need to make that a reality in our life.
我们需要追求这样的时机在我们的生活里。
Oh Jesus, let us behold you in plain view.
主耶稣啊，让我们这样可以敞着脸来看你。
We want to see you, Jesus.
我们渴望来看见你。
We want to behold your glory.
我们来注视你的荣光。
And we trust you, Lord.
我们相信你。
come to each heart.
哦，来到每一颗心里。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I find one of the easiest ways to come into his presence is by praising him.
你知道，要有另外一种方法，可以让我们更容易来到主的同在里面，就是来赞美他。
It turns our eyes off of other things and makes him seated on the throne of our heart.
我们的眼光从其他的事情都收回来，来注视着他，让他坐在我们心里面的宝座上。
Let's just take a few minutes to love and worship him.
我们花几分钟的时间，我们就在这里，将我们的爱，将我们的敬拜堆积在他脚前，好吗？
Oh, Jesus,
哈利
we adore you, we praise you.
Yes, Lord Jesus，我们
Hallelujah,
赞美你，哈利
Hallelujah,
路亚，赞
we
美你。
worship you, we worship
哦，我们敬拜你，我们敬拜你，哈利路亚。
you, we exalt you, we exalt you.
我们高举你，我们高举你，哈利路亚。
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Hallelujah, 主啊来。
Every hand on every head. Oh, Rabashadabadiadamastadiataramadam. Put your hand on everyone, Lord.
Oh, 主啊，把你的手按在每一个人身上。
Rabashadabadabadam. There's no distance.
Oh, 没有间隔。
You're right there in the room.
你就这样子站立在每一个房间里。
Jesus, we want to see you high. We want to see you lifted up.
哦，主耶稣啊，我们愿意看见你高高的被举起。
We want to exalt you.
我们渴望来尊崇你。
You're the mighty conqueror.
你是那位大能的勇士。
You came to destroy the works of the devil.
你来要除灭魔鬼的作为。
You came to keep us from sin.
你来保守我们远离罪恶。
You gave us of your Holy Spirit.
你将你圣洁的灵赏给我们。
To set us free from the works of the flesh.
把我们从那肉体的工作里面救拔出来。
We're so conscious of your Spirit.
哦，主啊，让我们这样子的意识到、察觉你的圣灵。
Come in a great way.
用你的伟大的方法。
Lord, help us to surrender ourselves to you more fully.
哦，主啊，我们需要你来帮助我们更多的降服于你。
Is there anything in our heart that hinders your coming?
主啊，在我们心里面还有什么地方拦阻了你的丰满的临到
？You see, we have no holiness of our own.
你知道我们自己生不出圣洁来。
We'll never be clean apart from you.
我们如果离开你，我们永远都不会得着洁净。
So we ask you to come in more greatly.
所以我们求你更大的来到我们里面。
Pour out your spirit.
Oh, 浇灌下你的圣灵。
Your spirit is a holy spirit.
你的圣灵是那圣洁的灵。
As we receive your spirit, we partake of your holiness.
我们领受你的圣灵，我们就更多在你的圣洁上有份。
Show us our great need.
向我们显明我们多么的需要。
You've opened many blinded eyes. Open our eyes.
哦，你打开许多瞎的眼睛，打开我们的眼睛。
No matter how many years we have walked with you, Lord, we want to be clean.
不管我们已经跟随你有多少年，今天我们就向你说，主啊，我们要更多被你洁净。
We want you to free us from our self-life.
哦，把我们从我们的自己老我的生命里面救拔出来。
Wash us in your precious blood.
用你那宝贵的血，宝血来洁净我们。
We're so dependent on you in these last days.
我们是何等的需要来依靠你，特别在这末后的日子里面。
You arose from the dead in full victory.
你从坟墓里面，你带着全然的得胜出来。
You did it in order to bring us into fellowship with the Father.
在你的复活里面，你这样成就了，你把我们带回到与父的交通里面。
You said, I will give you my spirit.
你应许我们，你要将你的灵赐给我们。
You will cleanse the vessel.
你要来洁净我们的灵魂。
As we wait in your presence.
洁净你的器皿，当我们在你面前等候的时候。
Send the angel to put that coal of fire upon us.
甚至我们求你差遣的使者，将那烧着的炭火来沾我们的口。
Burn up everything that is not like you, Jesus.
将一切不像你的地方都把它烧去。
Olaba shanda la 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 makaya rabosita la 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 mande. Olaba shaya rabosinda la 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 mande. Oh, there's coming a day when I call you to rise to be my bride.
Oh, 主这样说，会有一个时间，我要来呼召你们兴起，要起来做我的心腹。
I want to wash you thoroughly in my blood.
我要用我的血完完全全的洁净你。
I want to give you oil in your lamp.
我要把油赐给你，让你的灯里面有油。
The oil of the Holy Spirit,
就是那圣灵的油。
That will keep you from error,
能够保守你不进入谬误、错误里面。
Present you faultless before the throne,
我要把你没有瑕疵的呈现在宝座面前。
Oh, believe me to do a great work in you.
Oh, 你要相信我可以做这样子的大事在你身上。
Believe me this morning that I am pouring out my blood upon you each one.
就在现在，你要相信我就涌出我的血来洁净你们每一位。
I'm cleansing you.
我正在洁净。
I want to fill you.
我要充满你们。
With more of myself.
用我自己。
I want to live out my life within you.
我要从你来活出我的生命。
By beholding me, I protect you from the wiles of the enemy.
当你常常来注视我的时候，我就会保守你不中的仇敌的诡计。
Come into my presence.
你常来到我的同在里。
Oh, sit down and have fellowship with me.
Oh, 坐在我的脚前与我相交。
I will make the great change.
我会使那个改变的事情发生在你身上。
To abide with you.
我会与你同住。
This is the preparation for my coming.
这只是预备我的再来。
I desire to make you my own special bride.
我渴望制作你成为我特别的心腹。
Oh, Jesus.The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face.
心腹不看她的衣裳，只看所爱新郎。
When she comes down the aisle, it doesn't matter who's there at the wedding, she has eyes only for him.
当结婚一个婚礼，那个新娘走出来说，不管周围有多少的人在看，他的眼睛只是看着他的新郎。
He wants to unite her to himself.
他要与他的所爱的连接，
That the two of them will become one.
所以二人会成为一体。
That's our calling.
这是神对我们的呼召。
Many are called, Jesus said, but few receive that call.
主耶稣记得他说：“被招的人多，可是选上的人少。
Let us be one who says, Yes, Lord.
”愿意我们会成为那一个会回应他呼召的人。
I will take time to be with you.
我们会说：“我愿意花时间与你在一起。
I will look into your face.
”我会愿意来注视你的脸。
By beholding you, I've changed into your image from glory to glory.
敞着脸来注视你，就被改变，荣上加荣。
Hallelujah.
Amen，哈利路亚。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主，
Love you, Jesus.
我们爱你。
There's something I read in Radiant Glory I'd like to leave with you.
我想跟大家读一段。
This is a word from the Lord.
这是主说的。
If we look at Jesus more in ourselves and our friends and our trials, Oh, I have to stop for you, teacher.
如果我们更多的看主耶稣，更少的来看我们的周围，我们的朋友。
And our trials and failures and conditions of life and the world and the flesh and the devil.
我们的自己，我们所受的试探、试炼，我们的失败，这个世界上的试探。
If we looked at them less, we would reflect his image.
我们看这些其他的事情更少，我们更多的看他，我们就会更多反映他的形象。
More and more and more.
越多，越多，越多。
And the hardness and impurity and temper.
我们里面的刚硬，我们的不纯洁，我们的脾气，
And selfishness would fade away.
我们的自私，这些东西都会慢慢的消退的。
And there would be tenderness and purity and gentleness take the place.
取而代之的是那个纯洁，是那个温和，是那个温柔。
This is the changing us from glory to glory.
这是神把我们从一个荣耀带进另外一个荣耀的过程。
This is why Jesus requires closet prayer.
这就是为什么主耶稣嘱咐我们要进房间里关上门来祷告。
This is why we need to get still before him and listen to his voice.
这就是为什么我们需要安静我们自己，在神的面前来听他的话。
And get into his presence.
进到他的同在里面。
If we listen to him more,
如果我们更多来听他的声音，
look to him in stillness more.
更多停留在对他的注视、他的意象里，
And chatter to him less.
更少的离远离他。
We would get the sense of his presence better.
我们会更容易的来充满在他的同在里。
Whenever you can, take a few minutes of just waiting on Jesus.
找机会在你的生活里面，即便是几分钟，来注视他，来等候在他脚前。
Not necessarily praying, but just waiting, looking into his face, desiring his presence.
不一定是那些做有声的祷告，就是很单纯的，好像在你把你的心转向他，注视他。
Hallelujah.
哈利
At
路亚。
first, you may not seem to receive much, but if you take every opportunity, your soul will hunger for him.
你知道，当我们这样子 找机会，主动的找机会来注视他，来等候他的时候，我们的心里面会更渴慕他，会更生出更多的渴慕。
You'll get like lovers. You'll slip away with him just a few minutes or two.
就是好像一个谈恋爱的人，你跟你所爱的，有时候两个人溜出去，就是几分钟都好。
And he will come to
他会更多的来啊，来
you.
跟我们在一起。
You can do that rather than to talk or read or rest or eat.
有时候我们这样做，我们宁可做来等候他，而不去好像一些聊天啊，吃一些东西，或者做一些其他琐碎的事。
When you're tired or rushed or nervous, a few minutes with him in the stillness of his presence will rest you more than anything in the world.
在我们忙碌的生活里面，我们常常这样子找时间来等候他，我们会发现我们的心在这世上极其的安息，
Enjoy Jesus.
just 来享受主耶稣。
Once you've made a consecration, put yourself in his hands.
当我们把我们自己奉献给他，把自己完全交在他手中后。
All around to know Jesus.
哦，就是来认识主耶稣，
Just keep looking at him.
就是继续的来注视主耶稣。
If we seek him more and more, a personal relationship with him.
我们更多的来寻求他，寻求我们与他的关系的长进。
We come into him and he into us.
我们更多的让他进到我们里面，
And the cleansing and purging and pruning goes on almost unknown to ourselves.
你知道，我们这样做的时候，那个洁净的能力，那个改变的过程，就会一直的发生在我们身上，即便我们都还不知道的时候。
So we see our great need of cleansing is before us.
因为我们会看见我们需要他，我们也会看见他来接近我们。
But the way the Lord does that is calling us to come into his presence and to look at him.
再次记得主耶稣的做法，他的方法是，他呼召我们到他面前来注视他，在他的同在里。
Like that favorite verse in Corinthians, beholding him, we're changed into his image.
我们这样来注视他，我们就改变成为主的形状。
Keep looking.
继续的注视他好吗？
Oh, there's a beautiful story on Easter morning when Jesus appeared to the disciples.
哦，
In the book of Luke.
我们记得当他复活的早晨，主耶稣怎么样子向门徒显现？
And the women bowed down and they took hold of his feet and they wouldn't let him go.
你记得有那些妇女，她们抓住了耶稣的脚，她不让他走，
They wouldn't let him go.
她们不愿意让耶稣走。
That's what we want. We want to hold on to him.
这也是我们该有的心态，我们要抓住主，不让他走。
I'll pray for you before I let you go. Today's a special day for me too. It's my wedding anniversary with Brother Jim.
Praise the Lord！我要最后给大家做一个祷告，我们就结束。今天事实上对我来讲是很特别的日子，因为今天是我跟我先生的结婚纪念。
Well, the Lord gave me a special blessing with Brother Jim, who loves the Lord Jesus.
神赏给我一个恩典，把Jim 我的丈夫赐给我，他爱耶稣。
He said, I love Jesus more than you.
他跟我说：“我爱耶稣比爱你更多。
And that's what happens when we love Jesus supremely, he makes us love everybody.
”这就是我们会发现的事。当我们这么绝对的 来爱主耶稣的时候，他会让我们对其他人也一样的爱。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告好吗？
Oh, Jesus, we welcome you to come and fill us.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们邀请你来充满我们。
We thank you that you are the risen Savior.
我们谢谢你，因为你是那位复活的救主。
You're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
你是那位万王之王，万主之主。
You are holy.
你是圣洁的。
And we believe you want to breathe your holiness into us.
我们相信你就要把你的圣洁吹进到我们的心里。
The Spirit of Christ.
就是那基督的灵。
Take greater possession of us.
哦，愿你更多的拥有我们。
And let us see you face to face.
Oh, 我们渴望能够与你面对面。
Let us surrender completely to you.
让我们更多的降服于你。
We are grateful that you show us things that hinder.
Oh, 主，当你向我们启示哪一些拦阻的时候，我们心是感激的。
Not to make us feel sad, but to set us free.
你将这些显明给我们，不是要让我们活在忧愁里，你乃是盼望我们能够从这些中间被释放出来。
We want that freedom wherewith the Son has set us free.
哦，我们渴望这样得着这样的自由，因为神的儿子就是要叫我们得真自由。
Thank you for the call to be your bride.
我们为着你向着我们呼召我们啊，要做新妇的召，我们感谢你。
Make us without spot or wrinkle.
哦，主啊，让我们没有玷污，没有皱纹。
All day long, all night long, give us a fresh washing in your blood.
哦。终日从早到晚都用你的血不断的来洁净我们。
That our garments may be white.
好像我们的衣裳总是洁白的。
And our head lack no ointment.
我们的头上也不缺少膏油。
Anoint us with the Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵来浇灌我们。
Help us to remember it.Your spirit is holy.
帮助我们记得你的圣灵是圣洁的。
And you want us to partake of your holiness.
你的心意就是要我们在你的圣洁上有份。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
May the Lord bless your resurrection morning.
愿主祝福大家在这个复活的节期里。
He is risen. He is risen indeed.
他确实复活了，他实在是复活的主。
Goodbye.
再见。